The Bingham Center for Teaching Excellence is really a commitment by the university and by the Bingham Trust to ensure that we attract and develop and continue to support the most outstanding teachers in undergraduate environments anywhere. And we're excited that there is this kind of foresight because the Bingham Trust has traditionally awarded and rewarded teaching excellence, but they also understand that it's not just about rewarding those who are doing their job superbly. It's about developing that next generation of superb educators.
So will it mean, I don't know, some different areas of different teaching techniques, something different day to day in the classroom?
Well, I think it's fair to say that undergraduate teaching today continues to evolve as you get new technologies and new opportunities to infuse those technologies into traditional curriculum and emerging curriculums. That there are new ways of doing things, that being able to incorporate everything from virtual reality to using podcasts as a way to present information. Yes, there's still that absolute commitment to making sure we develop students who can write very effectively, but we also know that there are multiple medium in which they will need to be able to present information effectively. So now it's not just everything's an essay. It's okay, you might be doing an essay, you might be doing a podcast, you might be doing an audiovisual presentation, and making sure that our faculty can help develop those skills, but also utilize them effectively themselves. It's no longer just the sage on the stage. Often it's the guide on the side.
So you really have kind of answered this next question about how it could benefit professor, how it could benefit student.
Yeah, it's going to benefit professors because while our PhD programs that essentially develop the future faculty do a wonderful job at ensuring that they are outstanding scholars and researchers, most of those programs don't put a strong emphasis on developing you as a teacher. So that's where I think this really comes into play, is developing those young faculty into outstanding teachers, but also allowing experienced faculty to continue to develop, to bring in new technologies, new resources, new ways to synthesize and present information, so that nobody becomes static.
Since you mentioned the figure, the dollar figure, the budget, so what is that figure and what does that go for?
The current commitment from the Bingham Trust is about $600,000 over the next 2 years. So it's a two-year commitment, but with a pretty clear understanding from Bingham that they're looking at this as a way to get it started and then to evaluate how they can continue to best support it going forward. So I don't think that they're just sort of going to cut us loose once it's up and running after 2 years. They're going to continue to say, okay, now how can we help you? What's the next piece that you need to ensure that this continues to really flourish?
It's in the, implementation stage now, and is there a certain point it'll be fully up and running?
Yeah, it has really started already. We do have the co-directors in place, a faculty member and a staff member. And they are already developing the programming to be implemented over the course of the next couple of years. And we are sort of recalibrating, refreshing some space in our library to serve as a physical center for the Center for Teaching Excellence, as well as developing some longer-term plans for another facility that we would seek to develop with this kind of specialized center as a real integral part of that. But in the meantime, we will have a physical space, we will have programming, and I think it will really be operating full throttle within the next year or so.
So just to maybe get a better understanding for me in terms of, would you foresee an, lack of a better term, professional development kind of sessions for current and incoming professors?
Very much so. I think there will be organized programs for incoming new faculty. There'll be organized programs for existing faculty, but there'll also be, in a sense, I guess you could call it on-demand services. If a faculty member is saying, I'd really like to be able to experiment with using this in my classroom, how can you help me develop that? Help me develop some expertise, help me develop a new teaching technique, find some ways to try it out and pilot it, look at research of best practices from around the country. So really, there will also be those sort of on-demand services as individual faculty may need them.
Mm-hmm. Digital learning, I hear that term a lot, and I don't know if I've got a complete handle on that, but is that part of this too?
Very much so. In fact, we have an entire digital liberal arts program here that has sort of been a precursor and will now become part of the Center for Teaching Excellence, where it has been helping faculty develop the ability to utilize everything from virtual reality to specialized things that one can do on an iPad or other platforms. And also it was given a bit of rocket fuel by the necessary changes we all went through in the pandemic. When people had to move to online and hybrid and asynchronous things and to do them effectively. So for better or for worse, we really had a period of time where we had to experiment and pilot things very quickly. And we've learned some great lessons from it, and now we can build on those.
And maybe finally, students who may come to Transy, let's say over the next decade, will they feel the effects of this, you think, when they graduate?
Oh, I really think they will. I think students are going to feel the effects that they have always felt from a Transy education, which is that they are exceptionally well prepared in the realms of things like critical thinking, expressive writing, strong communication skills, and being able to synthesize information from a lot of different disciplines and sources. As those different platforms and sources and manners of communicating keep evolving, we're going to be on the cutting edge of that and be able to prepare our students to be very nimble when they graduate and go into an increasingly complex and fast-moving world.